jumping back on the harassment page there, I hope you have it, still have it up on your computer. We moved down to the microchips, pictures of the microchips, and of course, since I last talked to you, this microchips they're using now have been allowed by the FDA. And that particular company down there that was making them now is implanting them in people. And
Applied Digital, I think, right?
Applied Digital Solutions, yeah. Right. Yeah. They, Digital Angel. And now the FDA says go, and I guess that they're, I had heard all kinds of crazy stories about people putting them in so they could get into exclusive nightclubs. But
That's going on in Barcelona, Spain.
Yeah, and that's something. And then also government officials can access only certain levels of information on computers with them as well.
And a lot of that happening in Mexico, where the attorney general there of that country has got his staff all implanted.
Well, I don't know. You and I discussed that in detail on the last show, so we'll just keep moving forward on the new information.
What fascinates me, Roger, about this is, and I don't know if this is a hoax, a myth, or if this is real, but on the website you've got a picture of a sniper gun that purportedly can shoot implants into people and they can barely even feel it.
Right. Well, basically, when this thing came out, there was some discussion about it being urban legend. And somebody had come to me and said, you know, we don't think this is for real. But basically, we were concerned with the fact that this kind of technology could be developed and could be present. So we figured we would include it so that if anybody has an instance or a circumstance where they felt like they got a bee sting, and next thing you know, they've got something under their skin, that this something we think that even if it is not correct and not true at this time, we figure it's a developmental possibility. So we went forward and reproduced the information because this was supposed to be developed for the Beijing China police in 2002 kind of thing. So sometimes we'll take things that we're not totally sure about, but if they seem viable, we'd rather put them out there and let people have some idea and also take the feedback from people that may be in the know about it. We may have somebody, you know, come to us and confide in us, you know, this thing is in development at this point. So sometimes we'll just go with it just because it's better to think about it and have it out there rather than exclude it from the information.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Moving on, these are laser harassment devices. Next down, pictures down, laser gun sight set up there so that you could actually fire a laser at a very long distance.
Is this what could be happening to pilots?
Well, it very well could be the same kind of lasers. Yeah, that's recently been in the news, and the FBI got extremely upset about it and went and took some people out just to make the point. And, of course, it is very dangerous when you start firing these things at people that are running aircraft and motor vehicles, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. But those are the actual pictures of a couple of versions of what that is. Now, we have people that get laser harassment. They get people coming around their neighborhoods and using lasers from a car, and we'll light up their window shades at night and put the beams through the cracks of their windows. And if somebody does that to you, and it's enough times around, it's pretty unnerving. And we do have reports of that as being a part of a harassment. The next picture down is this hat that we still have not gotten any feedback. We had one client that had this hat tossed in the back of her car. And the hat, the symbol in the hat is a man with his head popped open on a hinge with a microwave antenna coming out. And the, embroidered in the back of the hat, it says, "We deny we exist." We still, you know, I've had this on the net, on the internet, and I talked to Art Bell about it as well, put it out there on that show. We still have not anybody come back saying that they know what this is about.
Right.
So we still have it up there, and hopefully somewhere along the line someone will come forward and tell us whether that is a covert operation of some kind.
Or just some clever person.
Well, they went to the point of making some hats up. We think that's pretty strange.
Yeah.
But this individual was didn't find it funny because she was having a lot of other problems happening at the same time. And then following that is personal tracking recovery information about the patents for chips, the microchips, mm-hmm. that will allow you to be tracked by the satellites. And then following the next thing is the new pictures. These are some new pictures that we have there of this Iridium satellite system. And basically the satellite that you see there is one of 77 satellites that are in stationary orbit around the Earth. And the diagram below it is the actual coverage that these 77 satellites...
It's the whole planet.
It is the whole planet. It's basically a matrix similar to the cell system.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part of the story here is, you may recall in the last show that I had with you, the following month or so, we were going to have a victims meeting in up near Sacramento, California.
Right, exactly.
And we had that meeting, and we were actually out in the countryside. They had had it at a small church that was out in the middle of fields, and there was nothing around it. And we had about 150, 200 people there, and I had my machinery running just because I monitor those events to see if there's anything going to occur, and we all started to get hit by an energy beam. Everybody started getting headaches, and I threw the machines into operation. I'm seeing this microwave frequency coming down, and I ran outside and grabbed my binoculars, and I'm looking the whole horizon. There is not a cell tower. There's not an unknown vehicle. There's nothing within miles around to look at. And at that point, we pretty much figured out that we were being hit by some kind of satellite wave. And then we started to move forward. Now, the interesting part about this Iridium system is that it was originally put up in space by a private company that was trying to link cell phones, that had cell phone operations with this thing. And then they went out of business. They were unable to continue, and the Department of Defense took over the system.
Uh-huh.
So you got 77 satellites flying up there, and they have the ability to send microwave transmissions down to these areas and those coverage patterns right there.
What are some of the symptoms of getting bombarded by electronic radiation?
Okay, the symptoms may include, but are not limited to, headaches, eye irritation, dizziness, nausea, skin rash, facial swelling, weakness, fatigue, pain in the joints and muscles, buzzing, ringing in the ears, skin numbness, abdominal pressure and pain, breathing difficulty, irregular heartbeat, like Frida had, the lady over there in Colorado. Sometimes people get sexual stimulation. They actually get sexually attacked. We've got many women that have they're sexually assaulted by energy weapons. Some people hear voices, paralysis, balance problems, body or muscle spasm, convulsions, depression, difficulty in concentrating, that's a typical one. Seizures, sleep disturbances, also similar to what we were talking about there. And memory problems. So there's a whole list of difficulties that you can have with your being hit with any of these microwave or other multiplexed energies.